Everybody, please stand for the flag salute. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019, the time is 7:30. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco is absent, excused. Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present mayor, except for Commissioner Petracco. He's absent, excused this evening.
Everybody, can we have just a moment of silence? We lost, public safety lost two important people, the mother of Chief Capone and the brother of Chief Strumelo. So if we can have a moment for Mrs. Capone and Vincent Strumelo. Thank you. Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. We have regular commission meetings for August 6, 2019. Need a motion, please?
Move it.
I need a second. Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
We also have executive session minutes for August 6, 2019 and August 20th, 2019.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, on August 6th, I abstained on those points.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
Move to reports. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, Mayor. I have a change of report for the month of August 2019.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for September 3rd, 2019. Public Affairs, $93,999.00. Revenue and Finance, $2,624,429.41. Public Safety, $42,021.28. Public Works, $83,297.08. Parks and Public Property, $655,444.85. Water Utility, $91,859.71. Overtime Payroll total, $36,149.64. Total Payroll, $822,874.00. For a grand total of $4,413,925.33.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for the bill list.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
Yes, Mayor, I have one announcement. On Friday, September 13th, we are having a concert in the Mud Hole. If the weather cooperates with us, we postpone, I think, just about four of our concerts this year. So we're billing this one as our summer slash back to school concert featuring the Infernos at 7 p.m. in the Mud Hole. Everyone, please stay up for it if we have a nice dry day. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right, let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Rogers?
Resolution number 20619, declaring September as National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month as written. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Resolution number 20719, recognizing September as National Preparedness Month as written. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And resolution number 21319, and I'll read it. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley adopted resolution number 173-19 on July 2019, authorizing the municipal clerk to advertise for the receipt of seal bids for the collection, removal, and disposal of solid waste, bulk waste, vegetative waste, leaves, and grass clippings, and whereas said resolution must be amended in order to correct the bid opening time as per the bid advertisement and specifications, now therefore be it resolved that resolution number 173-19 is hereby amended to state that the aforementioned bid shall be publicly opened and read on September 11, 2019 in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive at 3 p.m. prevailing time. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's it, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to acquire specialized professional services for a New Jersey licensed certified tree expert for forestry services throughout the Township of Nutley, and whereas the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and she is directed to advertise for a request for qualifications for Township Forester, now therefore be it resolved that the RFQs shall be due on Wednesday, September 25th, 2019 at 11 a.m. Address to Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas all local government government units must prepare and submit a corrective action plan as part of the annual audit process in accordance with OMBA Circular 133 and 98-01, now therefore being resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the attached corrective action plan for the audit year 2018 is hereby approved. Be further resolved that a copy of this corrective action plan is to be kept on file with the Township Clerk's Office, and one certified copy is to be submitted to the Director of the Division of Local Governmental Services. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of the Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of property tax, of tax charges, in the amount of $8,466.96 for which is the total amount covering blocks 7701-7, 4700-29, 5302-12. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci? I'm sorry, Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
I want you to leave my friend out.
Whereas the law firm of Archer and Greiner, attorneys at law, 10 Highway 35 in Red Bank, has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4-20.5 as appropriate to provide services to the Code Enforcement Department, whereas such service will exceed the contract amount of $16,000 and the following change order is needed. Change order one, provide legal services not to exceed $7,500. Whereas funds are available in account 901-226-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the change order in the amount of $7,500 be and is hereby approved.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm going to read Commissioner Petracco's, and I'm going to combine, since they're all grants for medical leave for four employees. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Richard Mazzatelli, as stated in Resolution 20919, Ronald Marino, as stated in Resolution 21019, Meredith Donatello, as stated in Resolution 21119, and Linda Mufucci, as stated in Resolution 21219, are employees of the Department of Public Safety and be granted a medical leave absence without pay effective September 4, 2019 through October 4, 2019. I move the resolutions.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. This next resolution, Mrs. Ruth Bedford passed away in the last couple of weeks, and we thought it appropriate on behalf of the Board of Commissioners to do a resolution on her behalf, and we're all going to read a little bit of it. So, whereas Ruth G. Bedford, born on April 23, 1918, was a lifelong Nutley resident who resided on Highfield Lane. And whereas Ruth Bedford was a graduate of Nutley High School and Berkeley School of Secretarial Training. Following graduation, she worked at W.T. Grant in New York City from 1957 to 1992 as secretary to Mr. Grant, the founder of the company. And whereas Ruth Bedford was surrounded by a family submersed in Nutley's social and political life, Ruth's grandfather, Abram Blum, was the first mayor of Nutley under the Commission of Form of Government in 1912. Her uncle, Simon Blum, was also a commissioner, and her sister, Jane Bergio, was the New Jersey Secretary of State in the Kane administration.
Whereas Ruth G. Bedford was married to Stanley Bedford, a lawyer and Superior Court of New Jersey judge. Ruth and Stanley met in 1952 while both were working with the Essex County Young Republicans Club and in general Dwight Eisenhower's presidential campaign. And whereas Ruth and Stanley were prominent members of the Nutley community, hosting many philanthropic events at their home, including the annual Lollipop Party and the Nutley Family Service Bureau September Social, which raised funds to benefit residents in the community. Whereas Ruth G. Bedford served on many boards, the Nutley Family Service Bureau, where she served as president, and in 2013 was named Lifetime Trustee, the Nutley Parkside Apartments, Planned Parenthood of Metropolitan New Jersey, and Offender Aid and Restoration of Essex County. She contributed annually to the Nutley Thriving Survivors, Paper Mill Playhouse, and other national charities.
And whereas Ruth G. Bedford is the founder of the Paper Mill Playhouse Rising Star Scholarship, which recognizes exceptional accomplishments of students studying theater in college, and whereas Ruth G. Bedford has been recognized for her many contributions to Nutley and its citizens, including the Mattia Distinguished Community Service Award with her husband Stanley, the Nutley JC's Annual Distinguished Service Award for Civic Affairs, the Montclair Glenridge Nutley Chapter of the American Red Cross Annual Comradeship Award, and the Nutley Education Foundation Award, and the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Parade Committee Community Excellence Award.
And whereas Ruth G. Bedford passed away on Monday, August 19, 2019, at the age of 101, Ruth will always be remembered for her unwavering dedication and support of local and statewide community organizations. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township remember Ruth G. Bedford. Be it further resolved that the community extends its sincerest condolences to the family and friends of Ruth G. Bedford for her distinguished contributions and service to the Township of Nutley. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioners. Whereas the Township of Nutley desires to enter into a lease agreement for one Canon Image Runner Advance C5550i color digital copier system in the Department of Public Works, and two Canon Image Runner Advance C550 color digital copier systems and one Canon Image Runner Advance color digital copier system for the Department of Revenue and Finance from an authorized vendor under the State of New Jersey Cooperative Purchasing Program. Whereas Leslie Digital Imaging, LLC, 50 Jericho Quadrangle Suite 115, Jericho, New York, has been awarded the New Jersey State contract number A404462/G2705 for reprographic equipment. And whereas said lease includes a total monthly lease in the amount of $276 for the Department of Public Works and $876.68 for the Department of Revenue and Finance for a period of 60 months, which includes all parts, supplies, and maintenance. Whereas funds are available from accounts 905-702-206, 901-210-206, 901-218-206, and 901-220-206, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2019 municipal budget. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizes an execution of lease agreement with Leslie Digital Imaging for the above colored digital copier systems according to state contract. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas raffle applications were received from the following organizations: Rotary Club of Nutley, license number 40-19, off-premise 50-50 cash raffle. This will be held Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Rotary Club of Nutley, license number 41-19, off-premise merchandise raffle will be held Saturday, November 30th, 2019. Whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and a municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Good evening. Chris Larry, 115 Georg Avenue. I have a question or more follow-up in regards to the transitional aid that we're I was just kind of wondering if there was an update on that. If not, if there's an estimate yet of what the impact to the taxpayer would be and when that would be felt.
Sure. So I was on the phone this evening with the governor's office, and we should get some indication within the next 2 weeks as to what they're going to do. The root issues that the state's trying to address regarding the budget, they remain as yet unresolved. So I'm not aware of that in the last week or so that they've come to any further conclusions, and based on the update that I got earlier this evening, it doesn't look like they're going to make much progress soon. What they are looking at is areas where they can free up money to start to provide that to the calendar year towns that have applied for transitional aid, which includes Nutley. They're very well aware of the calendar issues that we have. We were still operating under a temporary budget authorization. We need to understand what that revenue position is going to be in order to finalize our budget and therefore get to a final tax bill for the year. If we were to not receive any of the $4.1 million worth of aid that we asked for, we have two choices. We have to find a way to cut our budget, or it would result in an adjustment to the November tax bill. But both the county and the schools, as well as my commissioners, we've been talking about this over the last few weeks, and we're all unnoticed preparing for, in the event that we have to absorb an aid loss or deal with a temporary deferral of that, that we would be prepared to take action so that we would not be in a position to have to pass 100% of that on to the taxpayers. I'm not sure we will be able to absorb all of it, but we are looking at what we could absorb.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Marina Baza, 209 Highfield Lane. I've owned a three-family house. I own a three-family house in Nutley. It's been in my family since 1939. It has an attic apartment, three rooms, and they're not really attic, regular apartment. However, I can't rent them, and I understand that. It's the code and all the rest. It was rented continuously from 1939 until about 10 years ago. However, very often during the conversations that they had here about the previous building inspector and the builder and whatever, Mr. Evans, I've heard him say many times that nobody in the town is above the law. And I hope that that is true. But I found, and I've spoken to many people who know that this is a fact, that a home at 272 Nutley Avenue, the homeowner has a deck that goes all the way to the end of the property and on both sides of the property, between two houses and the rear of the home as well. The home has a concrete deck that is on all three property lines and has been there since the home was built about 10 or more years ago. Everyone in town, and I think including five of you or the four of you, know that this is a fact. And it has been allowed to remain for reasons I can only surmise. My question, I guess, to Mr. Evans, since that's your department, is why should I have to abide by town codes or laws or whatever? And
so embedded in your statement is quite a few questions that would require facts. One is the property that you mentioned. Are you aware of the fact that that property was before the Board of Adjustment and it was granted variances for what is the use on that property? Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Then it would be valuable to know what those variances were and how they were granted by the Board of Adjustment during the time that that property was being built. And there might be others.
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
There might be other variances, mm-hmm. but many times when you see something where it is beyond what you would see the standard code, right, mm-hmm. first question usually goes to were there any variances granted by the Board of Adjustment of the township, which would not be this board or me or my department. It would go through a separate board, which would have to go through that review. I recognize the street number, and I believe that property did have variances. I don't know to full extent of what they were at the time that was built. I think that the one you're referring to is the area where it was the there was a boarding house that used to be there.
Right.
Yeah, a number of years ago. So I think I recognize what you're referring to. So I would I don't know offhand what those variances are, but that would be to me is a normal question. When we do find that someone has done something to their property that violates our code, when we go out and we do that inspection, they do receive a violation notice, and they are required to bring it into conformance with our code. Or if it relates to something that was beyond the code, they can go before the Board of Adjustment and be granted relief to leave it as built. So if you have others, there might be a situation where they violated the code, but they went before the Board of Adjustment and were granted relief.
So that I can do the same, go before the Board of Adjustment and ask for a variance to rent a third-floor apartment?
You certainly can.
And would I be granted, do you think?
I have no idea. But I would say that there are code issues that regarding fire safety and other things that would have to be met to make it acceptable to occupy an attic for residential purposes.
Many of these homes were built long before you and I were here. And, you know, it doesn't seem fair, or if that's a good word, that, you know, we should be. In fact, the building inspector came out to my home and said that there's something, to quote him, some of the crap they rent in Nutley, this is a really nice apartment. And you know, if I went before the Board of Adjustments, I guess I won't get the same preference, though, right? Or would I?
You would get the same. You submit. There's several things. You would need to show your property. You explain what it is. You'd have to provide a survey. You would be represented by counsel and submit an application to go before the board. There would be a need to have experts provide testimony with regard to consistency with our master plan, as well as how does it contribute to the neighborhood in a positive or negative way. Safety issues would have to be addressed because the board would, because it's a hearing. It's not just, I want to do this.
Oh, so it would be to my advantage to have a counsel, to have an attorney?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
a
hearing.
And these homes were here, like, 100 years ago?
Yeah, but the zoning laws in Nully, you know, while they haven't been in existence forever, the code did come into existence in 1952. Right, and it does have requirements associated with that. Construction codes, safety codes have all evolved since your property was built, which has a lot of requirements that are attached to it. So there has been an evolution of that. So if it was an existing three-family that was being rented and used, and there was a record of that, then you know, there might be a variance that will leave you to say, leave it as built, leave it as it was. If it hasn't been rented or continuously used for that purpose, it would then would not be considered a non-conforming use under the code, and you would have to go for a variance. So since you're not renting it today, you would need to go for a variance and get permission to create that use.
Well, I'm only not renting it because I was told I can't.
Yeah, so the fact that it's not in use,
I don't want to.
It doesn't create an exception. The fact that it's not in use, you would need to go before, make an application. You can go to the code office. They will help you file the application requirements, and you would need to go before the Board of Adjustment and have a hearing before the representatives of that board, who will make a determination of whether or not you would be able to convert your two-family to a three-family.
And so on this other property, I can call the town building and find out if there was a variance.
Sure, the code office would have a you could also request file an OPA request as well, either way. Okay.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. This is just a footnote on the plastic bag issue. I know that you are not going to be able to resolve it. I think the state is going to step in, but I just wanted to relay an incident. I was at the ShopRite yesterday, and the cashier was also bagging my food. And we started a conversation. He said, well, these bags aren't too bad. He said, it's those reusable ones. He said, one day I opened the bag, and it was filled with ants. That's just another thing about the sanitary conditions that some people live in, and they are bringing it into the store. But I just thought that was an interesting aside. I would like to know if the handbooks are ready for the employee handbooks.
They are almost ready. Unfortunately, there were several different changes in the law within the last 2 months, if you follow the news, and I know that you do. Regarding leave, new leave policies, sick leave, Family Medical Leave Act for New Jersey, and I have to reconfigure that to embed the new law into it. So it was ready, and now I had to make some more changes.
Okay, and you will notify us when it
I notify the commissioners, and then it's up to them.
Okay.
These are for internal employees. They're not for the public. It's not a public document. You know, but
in other words, the taxpayer has no right to see it.
I didn't say
it.
That. I'm just saying, from my perspective, my job is to produce
the
commissioners
right.
who distribute it to the employees.
Right.
It's not necessarily a public document like a normal public document. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
My name is Ella Cicchino. I have a business, as most of you know, on Franklin Avenue, Mama Victoria. Two things that I would just like to some consideration about. It does happen occasionally. When we close Franklin Avenue, and it closes in front of my business, it really presents a problem for me. Most of the events that I do are on the weekends, so most of my business is probably 85% is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I understand that, obviously, for parades and events like that, you need to close the street, and I'm 100%. And I know in advance what those dates are, and I make sure that I don't book events. Most of my events get booked, in some cases, even a year in advance. just a recent incident this past Sunday. It was closed for the street fair. I had a wedding booked for that day that was booked many months ago for 4 o'clock. When I received the notice just a week and a half ago on my door that there was a street festival, that the street would be closed, I had to make a phone call to the wedding and say, the street's going to be closed, we're going to have a problem with, you can't get in from Franklin, the back is blocked, you'll have to move your event. Long story short, they canceled the wedding, obviously, because they couldn't get in. So I'm all for festivals and street fairs. I think it's a wonderful community thing, so I 100% am not suggesting that we shouldn't do those. However, maybe some consideration should be given to the business owners that are open on Franklin Avenue on the weekend. Now, most businesses are closed, and it does not affect them, but I am the one business that the weekend is when I do business. I don't know if we can move them to maybe the other end of Franklin, if businesses on that end don't mind and welcome that type of, you know, a situation on the weekend. But for me, south of center is really a hardship. And again, when the bulk of your business is on the weekend, if I have to close my restaurant on a Sunday because of a street fair, that I can't pay the rent. That's the bottom line. It really is disruptive. So if any consideration could be made where, you know, for those not, obviously not the parades, but for these street fairs, that if we can move them north of center or maybe in parks or somewhere where, now I understand I'm the only one that probably, you know, again, it affects and it's just one business, but for me that is a real hardship. Second, I have voiced a few times to, each one of you probably just maybe a complaint in passing. We really do have a serious parking problem south of center. And through the years, I mean, there are some businesses, including mine, that are very busy, vibrant businesses. And we really don't have, you know, on this other end, there are many municipal parking, spots that businesses use. There is really nothing south of center. And it really, during the week, for instance, we do quite a few during the week events like lunchtime. I book one of my rooms with an event, I have to turn away the second event because there's no parking. So, again, these are things that are, you know, disruptive to my business. We do have a parking lot, but it is not enough to accommodate. So I don't know what the answer is. I know it's not an easy answer, finding additional parking there. There is the one lot number 5, but most of those, 90% of those spots are designated to someone that can't be used. So I don't know what the answer is, but maybe some brainstorming and if we can look into any possibilities that could be addressed in the future. Thank you, Nella.
Before you go on a side note, I have heard excellent reviews about your restaurant. I really have. So I commend you. When you hear when I'm out of town and somebody mentions your restaurant, that gives me the opportunity to say thank you. Good job.
Thank you. And we try. Thank you, Nella.
Mayor, if I might, Nella, I totally sympathize with what you're saying, and perhaps there's a notification process we might be able to put in place so that our businesses don't suffer and you don't have to turn folks away for street fairs and other events. And they are great community builders, and I know you buy into all of that, and you're a great contributor in this town. But we should probably look into a notification process so all of our businesses are aware of what's going on, all right, and not the day of, so that, you know, they're scrambling to make other arrangements. And as far as the parking is concerned, I know we've been talking about this for some time, and actually I'm looking at something similar to the white paper I did on the multifamily housing situation concerning parking on Franklin Avenue. I mean, on the north end, we have greater opportunities and more parking, but I totally sympathize with you, being a business owner myself with limited parking. All right, and a self-storage building going up behind me, which is, I'm sure is going to take up more parking spaces. I think we as a board are committed, all right, to finding solutions, all right, to the parking issue, especially by your business and affecting the other business, which will attract others, all right, and sustain the ones that are there. So it's not something that we've forgotten about. Actually, I'm looking at it as we speak, and once we come to some decision, it's a tough one because there's not a lot of space there, you know, to put additional parking lots or a deck or something else, but your requests are not falling on deaf ears, all right? It's just something that's taking a little bit longer. And, yes, your restaurant is outstanding, and you do a wonderful job, and thank you for being here.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Nella. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none?
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And the time is 8:05.